Well, early guys, this is going to be a strange video. And this is going to be just my thoughts of Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. And this is how experienced I am. I haven't even played the game. But I've played more video games than you've had hot dinners, I tell you. So I kind of acquired the game. Although I didn't actually pay for it. Let's just say it was a demo or something. And then I went to play it. And got this error message. So I did the usual things, you know, restart the PC, checked my graphic card drivers. Now this is a big size game. Anyway, I finally went online and found out why I got this error. I don't have an RTX graphics card. And you can't set up the settings in any other way. It won't play unless it's RTX. Ray tracing. So this game wants you to buy a new graphics card to play it. And that was one of the first warning signs. The trouble is with games like this with the name it has, usually the makers are using the name to make the money. Quite some time back I got RoboCop. What a bunch of trash that was. Just using the name. Anyway, I spent some time online, watching gameplay. And to be honest, to me, it looks god-awful. Considering they want you to have an RTX graphics card to play it, the game itself doesn't look very good at all. And the movement isn't even smooth, it's all sort of clunky. And the gameplay is basically uninteresting. I was watching one guy play it and I think he nodded off. You basically go into an area and you have to find certain things. Lots of certain things. And it looks very, very repetitive. And most of the people in the area don't even react to what you're doing at all. They're just there. And I really do feel sorry for those people that actually went out and bought an RTX card to be able to play it. To find out it's completely crap. And they still want £59 for it on Steam. To be honest, I wouldn't even pay £20 for it. The gameplay and the physics all look like outdated. Funny, you know, because it got pretty good reviews when it came out. But I guess that's from reviewers. You know, the ones who get paid to make a good review. Then I guess a lot of people bought it because they just wanted to be Indiana Jones. Although a real watered-down version of it. I'd give it about maybe a 6 out of 10. They seem to have done quite well with the areas and some detail. But they didn't utilize it at all. And it would have to be an awful damn good game. And look very good for me to upgrade my graphics card. And this one doesn't even come close. And the only reason I think of about the hype about the game was because it's Indiana Jones. And everybody loved the films, didn't they? Anyway, I'd be interested if anybody's got the game and actually played it, what they actually thought of it. I mean, even if the game was £29 and utilised mostly all graphics cards. But that isn't the case, is it? You take it easy, fellas.